You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash, and I am the host, Will Moustakakis. Starting a little late because I had to listen to at least part of This Must Be the Place by Talking Heads, which was playing on the Robo DJ just before I got on. But anyway, today I've got a show I'm calling How Soon Is Now? It's all about time and stuff. It's pretty cool. Anyway, so it's got like time and dates and all that kind of all that jazz. Except I'm not playing any jazz today. I probably could have. I've played jazz before in this show, but apparently when the radio station isn't working right, it just plays jazz over the airwaves. So I didn't want to freak out my buddy Neil. Anyway. So enough talking. We're going to start with the song that actually inspired me to make this, and it's actually not the title track of this show. Like, I called the show How Soon Is Now, but I'm not starting with How Soon Is Now. It's going to be 1901 by Phoenix off their really, like, it's an excellent album. Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix, that they put out in 2009, I want to say. Anyway, Phoenix with 1901. Here we go. That was 1901 from Phoenix. Shout out to Phoenix. Anyway, Up next, we're going to play a song from Fall Out Boy. I think this is my first Fall Out Boy song I've ever played. I do enjoy Fall Out Boy, but I enjoyed them more when I was younger, but I still enjoy them now. Anyway, this is off their debut album, Take This to Your Grave, and this track is called Saturday, going along with my theme, obviously. So I hope you enjoy it. Saturday by Fall Out Boy.
I'm good to go, and I'm going nowhere fast. Could be worse, it could be taking you there with me. I'm good to go, but it looks like I'm still on my own. I'm good to go, but something golden, though the motions I've been going through have failed.
That was Saturday from Fall Out Boy. It's a throwback for me. Probably not a throwback for most of our listeners, but anyway, I enjoy that song. Anyway, up next, I'm going to play my first Green Day song I've ever played, I think, right after my first Fall Out Boy song. It's off their album Warning, which is a criminally underrated Green Day album. Personally, I think it's one of their better ones. Anyway, it's Church on Sunday. My dad complained to me that he didn't get a shout out on my show. So, before the Green Day track, it seems like an appropriate place to give my father a shout out. So there you go. I hope that satisfies you. Anyway, up next we have Church on Sunday by Green Day. So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
That was Church on Sunday from Green Day. Up next, we have perhaps the most mainstream song I've ever played on my radio show. When You Were Young by The Killers, off their impeccable 2006 LP, Sam's Town, which I highly recommend you listening to. It's a really good album. The Killers are a very mainstream band, but that doesn't mean that they're bad. They do have a lot of good stuff. Anyway, When You Are Young is the track I'm going to be playing, so I hope you enjoy it.
Every once in a little while.
That was When You Were Young from The Killers. Up next we have Holland, 1945, from Neutral Milk Hotel, off their 1998 album, In the Aeroplane Over the Sea, also known as the only album anyone knows by Neutral Milk Hotel, mostly because they only ever released two albums, this being the second of the two, and the first one is not as good as In the Aeroplane Over the Sea. On Avery Island, I think it's called. It's just not as good. So that's why Neutral Milk Hotel are one of those bands that have kind of like a cult following. I don't even know what to compare them to. They're very unique. Anyway, here we go. Holland, 1945, by Neutral Milk Hotel.
Two, one, two, three, four.
That was Holland, 1945, by Neutral Milk Hotel. An interesting fact about that song is that it's about Anne Frank. You might not have picked up on that because it is kind of hard to hear. Blech, I cannot speak today. It is kind of hard to hear all the lyrics, but part of, at least most of the song, is written from the point of view of Anne Frank's like boyfriend, which is a bit strange, but I don't know. I think it makes for a good song. Anyway, up next we have a classic song. This is a pretty mainstream song too, I think. But it's older. It's from The Kinks. It's All Day and All of the Night. Classic song. Really good guitar work here. So I hope you'll enjoy it. Here we go.
daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
That was All Day and All of the Night by The Kinks. Personally, I think The Kinks are kind of a foundation upon which most music that came after them is built. A lot of people say that The Who were really influential, and I mean, yes, The Who were very influential, but at least in my opinion, I hear The Kinks more in a lot of music. A lot more than I hear The Who. At least in... in terms of like proto-punk, The Who kind of moved on. They did some other stuff, which isn't bad, but I just think the Kinks have had a greater effect on rock music in general. That's just my personal opinion. You don't have to agree with it. You probably don't agree with it. Anyway, up next we have a song from Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment, which is a collaborative group, I believe. It's kind of like a super group, but not really. Anyway, the most prominent member, who features heavily on the upcoming track, Sunday Candy, is the most prominent member is Chance the Rapper, who by now, if you haven't heard of Chance the Rapper, you're probably living under a rock or a very, very, very large object, such as a rock, or you have a potato instead of a computer. Or a radio. You have no radio is what I'm saying, because he's on the radio all the time. Anyway, so Sunday Candy by Donnie Trump and the Social Experiment off their album Surf. Here we go.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she loves me. With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she love as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan-fried, sun-dried, Southside. And beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with her hands tied. President of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
vagina. You gotta move it slowly. Take and eat my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday candy.
You gotta move slowly. Take and eat my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you.
for the candy. Your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday. If I had tweaked them, it's you. You look so good with the hat on. Had to match with the shoes. Came in dressed in the satin. I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner. 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking. Holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget. I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream catcher, dream team, team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on in.
Come on in, it's your house.
It's gonna
holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you. You're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly.
Taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been praying for you. You're my Sunday king.
Slowly. Taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week.
That was Sunday Candy from Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment. That song features perhaps one of my favorite lyrics of all time. You're singing too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. I love how Chance the Rapper had to inform us that his grandma, or that my grandma, is not his grandma. You know, that's some high quality lyrics. Anyway. Up next, we have the title track of the episode, How Soon Is Now, by The Smiths. Alex doesn't like this song, but it's a good thing, because she's not listening to my show anyway. So that's good. Anyway, it's by The Smiths. I guess I gave my dad a shout-out earlier in this episode, so my mom gets a shout-out here, I guess, because she has The Smiths. She likes The Smiths. She has The Smiths on vinyl from back in the day. Anyway... And she used to be very attracted to Morrissey, I understand. Anyway, we have How Soon Is Now by The Smiths. Here we go.
You shut your mouth.
That was How Soon Is Now from the Smiths. It's probably the longest Smiths track. 6 minutes and 48 seconds. I think there is a shorter single cut, but I don't know. I like the long version. Johnny Marr is a really, really great guitarist, and I don't think a lot of people realize that because, you know, Morrissey's basically the front man and the focal point of the Smiths. Even though I'm not a huge Morrissey fan, I don't really like his voice isn't my favorite, but his solo music I don't really care for either, but his music with the Smiths is pretty good. Anyway, up next we have Last Night from the Strokes off their debut album, Is This It? I wanted to play Someday, but that has a Someday by the Strokes off of This Is It, but or Is This It? Ugh. This isn't that the Michael Jackson thing? Anyway, Is This It is what I meant to say. I wanted to play Someday, but I realized that it has a swear in it, so I can't really play that on the radio. So I'm gonna play Last Night, which also fits into my theme about time and stuff. Also, an interesting fact about this song, they completely ripped off the intro from a Tom Petty song, I believe. I think it was from American Girl. Is that a Tom Petty song? Yeah, I think so. I'll look it up while it's playing. Anyway, here we go. That was Last Night from the Strokes. I looked it up. Actually, they Tom Petty even knew that they ripped the it right off American Girl, and knowing that, he had them open for him on his 2006 tour, I think it was. Anyway, interesting facts. Not really. But up next we have That's When I Reach for My Revolver by Mission of Burma. Mission of Burma being a post-punk band. You probably don't know the song. You probably don't know the band. But they're pretty good. That's When I Reach for My Revolver is a pretty good song. So that's why I put it on this playlist. Here we go. That was Mission of Burma with That's When I Reach for My Revolver. They kind of remind me of Minutemen. Minutemen are a hardcore punk band, if you don't know. But, like, they're not really a hardcore punk band. Minutemen, that is. They're more, I don't know, they're more introspective and less concerned with playing really, really loud and really, really fast. I mean, Dead Kennedys don't play really, really loud and really, really fast, but they're definitely a hardcore punk band. But anyway, Minutemen are just different. But yeah, Mission of Burma kind of remind me of Minutemen. And also, Mission of Burma were involved in 30 Days, 30 Songs, which was a movement to in which 30 musical artists played or made 30 songs over the course of 30 days to protest the president-elect Donald Trump. Not going to get political, but anyway. Up next, we have a classic. It's from the Beatles. It's called Yesterday, off their 1965 album, Help. So I hope you enjoy it.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
That was Yesterday from the Beatles. Classic song. I really enjoy the singing. The background instrumentation is also really good on that song. I quite enjoy the violin. Anyway, up next, one more song. And I know it's Monday, and you know, you might be a little tired, might be a little down, because it's Monday, it's the beginning of the week. But I know, if you're like me, you're already thinking about Friday. You know you can get through the week. And if you can just get to Friday, everything will be great. And no, I'm not going to play Rebecca Black's Friday. That is cancerous. It is worse. It is awful. That song is dreadful. But I am going to play Friday I'm in Love by The Cure, which is a really good track. Probably their most popular track. Let's go check. It has their most listens on Spotify, so I'm going to say yes, it's their most popular track. And this might be... Oh, no, actually, Yesterday is probably the most mainstream track I've ever played. I don't know, I can't really think right now. Or Last Night. Last Night's pretty mainstream, too. Anyway, I'm going to stop screwing around on Spotify, going to get to the track. Friday I'm in Love by The Cure. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was my last song. I just got a few things to say about it, and then I'll be on my way. But yeah, so I've always kind of found that song very funny, because if it's obviously a very popular song, and most people think, like, if you've never heard any other Cure song, any other song by The Cure, you'd think that's what The Cure sound like, and that's just completely strange, because it's not true at all. My boy Neil is right outside the studio. I can see him, or I could see him. He poked his head in. Anyway, yeah, you'd think that's what The Cure sound like, and that's just, like, basically the opposite of what they sound like. Well, not the opposite, but you know what I'm saying. And Robert Smith actually once, Robert Smith being the lead singer of The Cure, actually once in an interview called Friday I'm in Love a dumb pop song. I don't know that it's dumb, but it is definitely a pop song. It's very different from The Cure's more, I don't know how to say it, more gothic output, I suppose, more dreary, gloomy output that characterized most, if not all of their career. But anyway, yeah, that was my show. That's all. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This was Radio Clash. I am Will Moustakakis. I think you should join me next week at 2 on Mondays. On Monday, because next week is, there's only one Monday in a week. What am I even doing? It's been a bad day. Well, not a bad day, but not a great day either. I'm a little sick, if you can't tell. I apologize if my voice sounds a little harsh. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to end it here. 58 minutes. Wow, I didn't go over time for once. Yeah, 2:59. That's a new record, because Peter always ends late. But anyway, I'll see you next week. Bye.